Welcome to Divine Intimacy Radio, a co-production of EWTN Radio and SpiritualDirection.com, where we provide you with a spiritual haven of rest and explore the riches of the wisdom of the saints and the path to union with God.
This is Dan and Stephanie Burke. Welcome to Divine Intimacy Radio, your radio haven of rest.
Your hermitage of the heart.
Your monastery of the mind, where we lift our hearts and minds to heaven to draw on the wisdom of the saints and the mystical tradition of the church in order to face and overcome the tumult and difficulties of this life, to draw near to God, to come to union with Him, to live in joy and peace in the midst of the storm. You know that's normal? That's supposed to be normal. Did you know that?
The storm?
Joy and peace.
Oh, yes.
You know, yes. It's such a beautiful...
Joy and peace amongst the storm.
In the midst of the storm.
In the midst of the storm.
It's supposed to be normal. And if you're not experiencing joy and peace, then you're missing something. Because Jesus said, my peace I give you, my peace I leave you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled. Do not let it be afraid. Therein we have a promise and a command.
It is a command.
Right. Yeah. Promise and
do
a command.
Do not let your heart be troubled.
Right.
That means we can do something about that. That
by the power of God, we can.
Right. He's given us the capacity.
Right. Right.
What a grace.
Right. We should do a whole show on that.
I think we have.
We've done like 750, right? On that. I don't know. Anyway, today we're answering questions on prayer, on mental prayer, and it's been a big theme recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had 8 or 11,000 people join us for our challenge for 40 days of mental prayer, which is really awesome. Mm-hmm. So they all got a beautiful guide to daily mental prayer along with meditations for every day for Lent. So we did a private Q&A for them. Now we're doing a public Q&A for you. And I want to tell you guys who are out on, so obviously there's many people listening on EWTN Radio, and we're grateful to EWTN for having us on. But also we're live streaming the show right now on Facebook. And one of the groups we're live streaming to, I'll tell everyone on Facebook, Facebook's a bit of a cesspool, but the Authentic Contemplative Prayer Group on Facebook, run by Connie Rossini, is the best place to get authentic teaching on the Catholic mystical tradition on Facebook, in terms of a very live and active group. We have our own group, spiritualdirection.com, that sort of thing, but Connie has a very live, active, managed group that is just off the charts amazing. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to, and I'll say this, since I'm plugging Connie Rossini, she wrote the best book ever in the known universe on centering prayer. So if you want to know if centering prayer is Catholic, you're going to need to get her book, Is Centering Prayer Catholic? And you'll find out.
That's right.
All right.
And while you're talking about Facebook, to those that are listening, you know, make sure you like, share, comment, so that we can keep the traffic going, as it were, because it does get suppressed. It, you know, Facebook, if you don't like something or comment on it, then it gets shoved to the bottom. So help us out and help good, authentic content, faithful content, move forward, help bring it to the top, so that you can keep seeing it and so others can see it. So make sure you support one another in that way.
Same with YouTube, because we used to get like one show would get thousands of views or one video. Mm-hmm. Now it's in the hundreds. It's crazy. And it all happened all overnight.
Right.
So it's very suspicious. Okay. So today we're answering questions on mental prayer. Let's go ahead and jump in. And there's the first question. You want to read that, or do you want me to read it?
Please.
You answer.
Yes.
Okay. My wife says that when she has tried mental prayer, she never hears God. She expects Him to speak like He is sitting next to her. How would you describe to her what it is like when God speaks?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is I want to encourage your wife, because she desires to hear God. Mm-hmm. And that desire, the Lord has put that on her heart. Which is a beautiful thing, because anything that's good and holy, these desires for Him, for a greater faith, hope, love, communion with Him, union with Him, has been placed on our hearts by Him. And it's a promise that He's going to bring it to fruition according to His plan and according to His good will. And the thing that we know about God is His will be done. Mm-hmm. It will be done, right? All that being said, you know, how do we hear the voice of God? There are people that are gifted with a grace at a moment in time under a particular situation where the Lord will speak out loud to them. We see it all through scripture. We hear it in the writings of the saints. We see it with good and holy people that are very humble and walking humbly with their God, and that happens to them. And that's a beautiful thing. You know, it's not that it's not that it doesn't happen. It does happen. Mm-hmm. And it's good to desire to hear your Lord.
Yeah.
But we don't call down God. We don't make him do what we want him to do. Mm-hmm. So how can we draw near to him and seek to know his voice in often the most common way that he speaks to us, which is silently in our hearts?
Well, and also in the most common way, scripture, magisterium.
Right.
He's got a lot of words.
Right.
He has already very clearly laid out for us.
Right, right. So he forms us. Mm-hmm. He speaks to us in the silence of our heart, in silence itself.
Circumstance.
In prayer, in circumstance, in the situations with our families. He speaks to us through the voice of our husband, by the way, which was an interesting revelation that I came to through some interesting, powerful circumstances.
So everything I say is what? Magisterium?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, I hope so, but no.
Okay.
You're not. God speaks to me through you.
Yeah. You to me through you.
Right.
Yeah.
So through our spiritual directors, through holy priests, through, you know, a million different ways. But we can't put God in a box. It won't happen.
Yeah.
But we need to, in prayer, the most important stance that we can take is one of humility. Mm-hmm. And what it brings to mind is a particular prayer that I pray every day. And the first line of that is, I am nothing. You are God. Father, I love you. Mm-hmm. Father, I love you. You are God. I am nothing. You know, that reminds me of the stance that I want to take, not in a nihilistic kind of way, but it's lowering myself, drawing near to my God, to my King, and to humbly place my heart before him, to seek him in scripture, to seek him in meditation, in the silence of my prayer, and then to listen to how he is going to lead me or how he silently forms me. The way you know that God is speaking to you or working in your life is by the fruit of your devotion, your prayer, your spiritual life.
Are you becoming holier?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Are you growing in virtue, mm-hmm. or are you not? If you're not, there's something wrong that needs to be, you know, worked on. Maybe you need to make sure that you're frequenting the sacraments, more Mass, more Eucharist, more confession, self-examination at the end of the day, deeper prayer, all of those things. But how God speaks is not something that we can manipulate or dictate.
No, right? Formula.
Right.
I think one thing is important for this person. If I were to give them a prescription, it would be simply this. The most important form of prayer for someone in this place where she is, mm-hmm. is daily meditation on the Gospels.
Right.
Because God has already spoken, and he's given us a lifetime, mm-hmm. of meditation.
Right.
If you read the Gospels every day until the day you die, he will constantly bring something new. Not every single day, but I mean, what I'm saying is, if you have a daily discipline of meeting God
in
Lectio Divina and scriptures, right. You will regularly learn things that you didn't see before, or hear things you didn't hear before.
Right.
And it's a better disposition to go seeking to love God and to give him love in prayer, rather than saying, I'm here now, you talk to me.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Now I can't hear your voice. There's something wrong. You know, that's not the right way. As you said, their heart is good and that they desire. I mean, that's a good desire. Mm-hmm. But we did a whole show on locutions. Locutions can actually be pretty powerful and problematic.
Right.
And that's when you hear audibly or interiorly the voice of God.
Yeah.
But we did a whole show on Teresa of Avila's teaching on that. So what you should do, daily mental prayer in the scriptures. If you want a good book on the subject, mm-hmm. I wrote the easiest book to read and implement, and this producer will pop it up on the screen right now. And it is called Into the Deep, Finding Peace Through Prayer. And it will teach you essentially how to begin to learn to hear the voice of God. Mm-hmm. And then also another one is Discernment of Spirits,
right.
Spiritual Warfare and Discernment of Spirits, which helps you to learn the voice of God,
yeah,
as well. And there are other good books on it, but those are two that I wrote that are the simplest, easiest entry ways into those. There are folks like Father Gallagher who, you know, on Discernment of Spirits, written a much more in-depth treatment. And he's like the, you know, supreme wizard. I probably shouldn't use that phrase. He's the expert. He's the scholar of our time. As well as Father William Watson on Discernment of Spirits. But those are good entryways into understanding and hearing the voice of God.
Right, right. And, you know, the other thing is Discernment of Spirits is important too, secondarily. So to understand that seed of doubt that's going through her mind and her heart is from the enemy, that is working against her to say, God's not speaking to you. This is probably useless.
Yeah.
You know, why don't you give up this prayer thing? So pray against that in the name of Jesus and then ask for greater faith.
Right.
Ask the Lord to increase your faith. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Fill me with peace and joy and humility of heart.
And don't demand God respond in the way you...
Or don't despair.
Or expect. Yeah,
right.
Good.
Right.
Okay. You can get those books at EWTN's Religious Catalog. Always, the great thing about EWTN's Religious Catalog is when you buy books from them, two things happen. One, they actually send them to you. And the other is you're helping the ministry of EWTN. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Sophia Institute Press also carries them. SpiritualDirection.com shop, you know, so there's all kinds of good ways to get. The great thing about EWTN too, and their books that they carry, they have a theology department that vets every book. And so, you know, some people think, oh, it has the Neil Obstadt or whatever. That really doesn't mean much anymore in the church because, unfortunately, the theological disciplines are out the window. So what really matters is trusted publishers like Sophia Institute Press, trusted organizations like EWTN. Mm-hmm. That's how you find it.
And try to shop through them. You know, try to avoid the big evil empire
of Amazon,
right?
Which is suppressing free speech. I'm saying, Amazon,
there you go.
Suppressing free speech and suppressing Catholic voices like Dr. Carrie Gress and the Marian Terrible. Option.
Yeah,
they're not our friends anymore. We can evangelize through them, but you should be buying from St. Paul's Books in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, go see our friend Devaney.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
All right. We're already, how did we get out of time already?
I don't know.
How did that happen?
The words were spoken and time passed.
It was a good question that the person asked. Yeah. So, all right. Well, when we get back from the break, we'll keep answering questions on mental prayer. We'll be right back. Hey friends, this is Dan Burke. If you are blessed by the work of Divine Intimacy Radio, if we've helped you with your spiritual life through spiritualdirection.com, or if you want to join in and change the world through the Avila Institute High Calling Program, where we're now forming men in more than five dioceses around the country to enter into seminary to be holy priests, please consider helping us out with a monthly donation. Go to avila-institute.org, click on the donate button, and give us a hand if you would.
If you've always wanted to delve into the richness of the spiritual lives of the saints, the Avila Institute for Spiritual Formation offers you the unique opportunity to learn more about Catholic spiritual theology through live, interactive online courses. Whether you are seeking personal enrichment, continuing education, or a graduate certificate in spiritual theology, the Avila Institute can help. Just go to www.avila-institute.com to start your spiritual journey today.
Welcome back. This is Dan Stephanie Burke with Divine Intimacy Radio, your radio haven of rest, talking about mental prayer and answering questions about mental prayer. I want to just tell you, the end of this show, so the questions we have now, we actually asked our community, Apostoli VA, these questions, and so that's where they came from. The end of the show, we'll do some live question and answer right off of Facebook. So if you're watching us on Facebook, and you have a question, we'll answer a few of those. If you want to hang out a little bit after the formal show is over.
That's right.
We'll hang out a few minutes and answer your questions. But what's the next question, producer man?
Can you give advice on dealing with the awkwardness or feeling of isolation when there is a barrier to sharing the prayer life with your spouse?
Mm.
This is a great question.
Mm-hmm.
Can you read that again?
Can you give advice on dealing with the awkwardness or feeling of isolation when there's a barrier to sharing prayer life with your spouse or spiritual intimacy. That's tough.
That is tough.
Yeah.
And there are so many people in this situation.
Yeah.
You know, I think let that comfort your heart.
Yeah.
You know, because there are a lot of folks in unequally yoked marriages, which is what we call it, mm-hmm. where one of the spouses is farther along in the spiritual life, or one is not there at all, mm-hmm. Or there's a rejection of the faith or whatever.
Yeah.
So how do they get through the awkwardness, Dan? What's your thoughts on that?
You know, it's tough. We have a marriage retreat that can help a lot.
Yes.
In fact, it's rooted in Catholic mystical tradition, the only one of its kind, really. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of other good retreats out there on marriage, but ours is rooted in the Catholic mystical tradition. And it really does help husband and wife get on the same page.
We're seeing so many marriages that are being transformed.
Yeah.
Through this ministry, that this part of our ministry, which has been a little shocking and
in a good way.
Yeah, it just really have blown us away. We were kind of arm wrestled into starting this part of our ministry by a beautiful Mother Superior. Yeah. Hey, Mother Louise Marie, we love you.
Yeah.
And anyway, so she helped us get this started. So anyway, all that being said, there are a million things that we could address here. First of all, deep prayer and sacrifice for your spouse.
Yeah.
The prayer of a praying wife or the prayer of a praying husband can have a tremendous effect on your marriage. Not belittling, not criticizing, not nagging, not constantly pressing.
And the second you see something good emerge, a sliver of a good,
yeah,
praise. Parade. Throw a parade. Yay! It's like, you know, when your little kid does their first, you know, stick figure drawing, you act like it's the Mona Lisa, right? Or a Rembrandt. Yo, wow, yeah. That's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. People need encouragement. I have another idea too. Mm-hmm. I would strongly recommend, if your spouse will read a book with you, that you read this book together. And I didn't write it. I don't make any money from it. Discernment of Spirits in Marriage, Ignatian Wisdom for Husbands and Wives. It's a very non-threatening book. It's written in story form, teaches deep truths. You can mm-hmm. read back and forth. Nobody will feel like they have to do anything. It's available through Sophia Institute Press. I think it's at EWTN's Religious Catalog too.
Yeah.
But this is an amazing book that can really help husbands and wives better understand one another, understand how the enemy gets in and works. And if they'll read with you, this right. There's no book I'd recommend more, I think, than this one.
Right.
For beginning.
Right. Yeah. The other thing that comes to mind is you strive. You yeah. strive to be holy.
You're talking to me? Or?
No, I'm talking to any couple.
Any
spouse that's in an unequally yoked marriage,
yeah,
you strive. We can't fix our children. We can't fix our husbands. You can't fix your wives. You can be incredibly holy and chase after the Lord and know that in that pursuit of God, He will change you. That grace will flow through you to your loved ones, and it will begin to change your family.
And by the way, that's why Jordan, our oldest son, is our producer, because of, I think, your pursuit of holiness in the family, and had a huge effect on him. He's shaking his head yes. I know a woman who prayed her three sons into the church, you know, because of her, but she didn't nag them or control them. What she did is she spent hours a day in prayer,
right,
and sought her own personal holiness. They saw her what changed in her.
Right.
And we're compelled by it and drawn to it. We know husbands and wives in the same category.
Yeah. And, you know, honestly, I remember being in Mass after I started daily prayer. And mm-hmm. my daughter, who was a middle schooler at the time, was standing next to me. And I realized she kept looking up at me. And I looked at her. You know, she's a little shorter than me at the time. And she goes, "Mommy, there's something different about you." And I thought, praise Jesus, you know, praise Jesus that she can see this flame that is starting to burn in me.
Yeah.
That has a tremendous effect on your marriage, on your family, on your children. So we have to pursue the Lord on our own
And don't try to make them.
And don't try to fix everybody else, but let your actions, your words, your love transform your family.
One story, and then we'll jump to the next question. So friends of ours, husband, total conversion, and all on fire for Jesus. Mm-hmm. And his wife says to him, I'm tired of this Jesus stuff. And if you don't quit, I'm going to leave. And he said, I love you. I can't quit. And I don't want you to leave. Right. Mm-hmm. And he loved her and he cared for her and he didn't nag her. And then she had a major conversion. And now they're a force of nature together, right. Force of God in ministry, yeah. In the Denver area because of his wholehearted pursuit of God without nagging and, you know, trying to control his wife, just loving her better than he had loved her before, you know.
Right.
And so.
Yeah. Holiness in a spouse is very attractive. It can be repelling if you're not there.
Yeah. If somebody's really off the rails.
Right. Yeah. Like if you're, you know, atheist or completely, you know, mm-hmm. aggressive towards the faith or whatever, but if it's transforming you to be more holy, to be more loving, because the ultimate, you know, and this union with God, and it creates, you know, our desire to imitate Christ in perfect selflessness has an effect on others, right?
Yeah.
That's going to draw them to you because you're going to love them more perfectly if you are truly becoming authentically holy.
And love builds a bridge
over which truth can pass. Amen. Yeah.
Next question, producer man. It is common for most of us to overthink how we have a relationship with Jesus. Is it common for most of us to overthink how to have a relationship with Jesus? My director uses the comment to me often, just enjoy being with Jesus. I guess. I don't know. I think most people put way too little into that reality. And, you know, I guess for some people they can overthink it and maybe for the scrupulous, I don't know. But I find most people underthink it and need a lot of formation to understand what it really means to be in relationship with him.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to know without speaking to this person and kind of know what they're struggling with. Is, yeah. You know, if we're fixated on where we are on the ladder of ascent, or whether we're in, you know, purgative, illuminative, unitive, yeah. You know, and we start to kind of stare at the dashboard all the time, we can kind of lose the journey and lose the grace and beauty. The greatest way that you know if you are growing in relationship with Christ is how your love is growing, how your virtue is growing.
That is the number one measure.
It really is. If you're not becoming more loving, then there's something wrong. You know, if you're worried about who's sitting in your pew at church and furiously, you know, praying your rosary breeds at the speed of light and, you know, scowling at those who don't think or act the way you do, then you might not be in an authentic, you know, relationship with the Lord. So, you know, it's both and, I think. It's both and. We should put a lot of emphasis on growing in relationship with the Lord, but not obsess about where we are on that journey.
Yeah, and I still don't find that many people who obsess about that. I do think one thing I have seen is people are very studious and they get on fire and then they start reading every book under the sun. And that can be destructive mm-hmm. because then you get, you know, you're reading all kinds of different spiritualities, you're getting confused. Mm-hmm. You know, should I pray this way? Should I pray that way? You know, instead of just
what kind of method is best,
right,
quote unquote, right?
Yeah.
If we over intellectualize it,
yeah,
right. We need to move from our heads to our hearts.
Yeah,
you know.
All right, next one. How does Lectio Divina and mental prayer compare? Well, there, if Lectio Divina is done right, it is mental prayer. Mental prayer is simply an intimate conversation with God. So Lectio Divina is a method that is intended, a method of meditation that's intended to lead you to that reality. So Lectio Divina, if you practice it right, if you sit and read at a leisurely pace, if you talk to God about what you're reading, if you encounter him in that reading where he convicts you or he brings you to tears or he draws you into some spiritual reality that he wants to draw you into. That is mental prayer. So they're not in conflict in any way. Yeah. If done well, you know, is that simple, right?
I think so.
Okay. That was easy. I have a lot of trouble visualizing what I'm reading in the Gospels. What can I do to help me enter into the Gospel scene instead of simple reading it? Wow, we've got some good answers on this one.
Okay, go for it.
Watch The Chosen. Watch The Chosen series. Watch The Passion of the Christ. Read Theophilus by Michael O'Brien. All of those are like the best on the planet, easily accessible to everyone, ways to get a holy imagination going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also rest. Mm-hmm. Rest in that scripture. You know, I think, mm-hmm. You know, if we think about Christ is always our example par excellence, right?
Yeah.
If the goal is union with God, we can think about scripturally, Christ did not see being God something to be grasped at, but rather he emptied himself as a slave.
Mm-hmm. As a servant.
As a servant. Some scripture verses are written as slaves. So we go to that time of prayer, we enter into it, and we allow the scripture itself to speak to us rather than trying to force it into something that it shouldn't be. So rest in your prayer, in your meditation.
So I'd recommend Into the Deep again. The producer can put that up on the screen for you. Finding Peace Through Prayer. One of the things that I teach in there that can help you with this is to go extreme, very, very, very slow in the scripture as you're reading, and think of every word and think, you know, when it says, if you're meditating, well, you know what, I won't have time to give an example.
No,
well,
another example is the Contemplative Rosary.
The Contemplative Rosary is a book.
Great way to do it.
Connie Rossini and I wrote, and we're out of time.
Okay, well, until next time, may the God of peace make you perfect in holiness. May he preserve you whole and entire, spirit, soul, and body, irreproachable at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Learn more about The Interior Life. Visit spiritualdirection.com. Divine Intimacy Radio is a co-production of EWTN Radio and spiritualdirection.com, and heard worldwide on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.